Nashua, construction workers are completing the nearly 2-mile Broad Street Parkway that connects the F.E. Everett Turnpike at Exit 6 to Nashua's Mill Yard District. City officials are touting its potential to develop riverfront property and breathe new life into Nashua's downtown. All of this comes at a time when vacant storefronts dot Nashua's Main Street and a coveted anchor store announced that it was leaving by next year. NHPR correspondent Cheryl Rich-Kern has more.
Money magazine named Nashua the best place to live in 1987 and again in 1997. That ranking, paired with its historic charm, drew people from other states. But the city failed to meet its trumpeted promise after two recessions hit and companies like Hewlett-Packard and Fidelity downsized. Bob Kagan owns Myoptic, a boutique optical shop on Main Street. He's weathered the ups and downs for close to two decades.
If a city doesn't have a vibrant downtown, if it has a ghost town, businesses will not open factories, they will not open high-tech places, and that's a big tax base.
Kagan believes Nashua's best days aren't part of its past. He sees changes ahead, and not only because of the $2.7 million project to rebuild the sidewalks that run past his shop, but also from a bigger project underway. The new $80 million thruway will route cars from the F.E. Everett Turnpike from Broad Street into the western edge of downtown.
And you've entered the Broad Street Parkway at this intersection?
That's project manager John Vancor speaking at a tour that local city leaders organized to entice developers.
The roadway goes about 1.8 miles to the...
About 50 or so business people are some of the first to step on the fresh pavement.
As we approach this way, you can actually see one of the new bridges. Curb cut, future potential for development.
And we're going to get back on the buses and we're going to proceed to our next site.
The visitors make their way onto a charter bus for a narrated tour.
Well, lots of renovation of downtown small spaces.
That's Community Development Director Sarah Marchand on the microphone.
There will be a fully functional intersection right up here, so there is access to all of these properties for redevelopment purposes.
Marchand wants her audience to look beyond any ramshackle buildings and reimagine the city's potential.
This Ultima Vimco building in front of you is currently owned by the city. About 3.5 acres. It's got river frontage all along the backside. There's access to Mine Falls Park, and it will have a direct connection to the Broad Street Parkway. Yep.
Marchand plugs a key word here, access. That's because in the last decades, businesses like law firms and insurance agencies abandoned their downtown locales to get closer to the highway.
We're competing against, you know, a world that still builds everything around the automobile.
Matthew Donahue of Lowell is one of the investors on the tour. He owns commercial property downtown and is eyeing others for a mix of retail, housing, and business.
We're also looking at where the millennials and the boomers are moving, which is the same place. And we really like the small New Hampshire city because it has a small town feel, but has all that urban energy.
Or is your insteps a problem, right?
Yeah, I guess.
What about something like this?
Probably the best place to experience that homey but hustling center of commerce is the family-run shoe store on Main Street.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, you want to try that maybe?
Yeah.
It's that rare shop where the salesperson who fits your kid's first baby shoes is asking where your child is going to college. Alex Shoes has been in Nashua's downtown for 70 years.
This particular shoe here.
But second-generation owner John Koutsis announced he's moving by next spring.
I would say it was a tough decision, and it wasn't a tough decision from a business standpoint.
Koutsis, who owns the property on Main Street, says he wants to grow his business, and so he bought another building in Nashua with 200 parking spaces and great access. It's off Exit 8 on the Everett Turnpike.
Good morning. Hi, how can I help you?
Across from Alex Shoes is Design Wear's gift shop, a fixture since the 90s. Owner Mary Lou Blaisdell says she's not the only one the shoe store's departure impacts.
There is not a day that goes by that you don't see many Alex Shoe bags walking back and forth. Those customers come in droves. That we all play off of.
Koutsis says to lure more pedestrians to the sidewalks, downtown needs more mom-and-pop shops that offer the basics, good customer service, and products you can't find at the mall. But he admits that's not so easy.
The proliferation of online retailing has prevented people from opening up independent retail locations. And to open one would require millions and millions of dollars of investing in shoes to do it at the scale we do it. It just won't happen anymore.
Blaisdell of Designwares tries to put a positive spin on Alec's departure. She says it represents a new page for downtown.
We have a committee of downtown people that are visiting other cities within a two-hour radius to see what other strong independents might look at Nashua.
Blaisdell says the city also needs to create more housing downtown so people can walk to shops and restaurants. That's been a strong focus for Economic Development Director Tom Gallegani.
People are recognizing that they can get higher rents than they could 5 years ago. And so that's starting to trigger some development decisions that people are making. 5 years, you'll see probably another 300 to 400 to 500 units of housing in downtown Nashua.
It's been a month since the bus tour brought potential developers closer to the wide stretch of green space along the Nashua River.
People are shopping right now, but they haven't come to the checkout line.
The Broad Street Parkway is expected to open by late fall. By then, Gallegani is hoping investors will view downtown Nashua from a new vantage point. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.